We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it is a Saturday morning in the Delaware Valley. A Eagles Saturday morning. How weird is that? Ray Didinger, Glenn Mack. Now, Ray, how was your walk over in 22 degrees?
Brisk.
Yeah, well, I got news. For those who will be outdoors tonight watching those Philadelphia Eagles, and yeah, we're going to be doing a 3-hour pregame show outside right in front of the stadium leading up to that. Dress warm. It is a cold Saturday in the Delaware Valley. Ray, this is a game that I don't think anybody expected to see this team in which the Eagles are playing tonight for nothing, and not because they didn't make the playoffs, but because they clinched a spot and they are in, and they're playing a Dallas team also that has very little incentive to go out there and play the starters. So I'll ask you, just to start, you and I have not discussed this specific issue this week when we talked. There's been a lot of dissension over the week, certainly disagreement among those on WIP, as to whether the Eagles should play their regulars and really go out to win this game. I am of the mind that there's really no great incentive to do it. I want to make sure my quarterback is healthy to start in the first playoff game, but I haven't discussed it with you. How do you feel about this game? Or how do you feel about the Eagles' strategy approaching this game, which is play it safe?
Yeah, I'm with them. I think it's a smart way to go. The most important thing is being as healthy as you can be next week when you start the playoffs. And the best way to ensure that is sitting out all the key guys today. Anybody that's got any semblance of an injury, they don't play at all. And the other guys play sparingly. I just think it's the smart way to go. You know, I know that there's a feeling, and a lot of people have voiced it to me this week when, you know, I was on with Angelo on Thursday, and I said that that's what I would do. I agree with Sirianni. Sirianni has not come out and said exactly what he's going to do, but he's certainly given all indications.
Yeah, he's implied it.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, he's certainly, you get the feeling, listen to him, that even though he's trying not to say it, he's basically saying it, that he's going to sit the guys. And, you know, I went over the engine and said, I agree with him. I think that's the smart way to go. Got a lot of blowback over over the last.
Yeah, engine's been beating that drum all week.
Oh, I know. And he was really, really upset with me when I think he thought that me being the old school.
Let me go to Ray for affirmation.
Yeah, he did. He turned to his in-house troglodyte and expected me to line up next to him. And I said, no, I think if I was a coach, I would do the same thing. And I've heard from a lot of people that say, no, you can't do that. It's the Cowboys. It's the big rival. It's a home game. You got to come out and play to win. You've won four in a row. You want to keep the momentum going, yada, yada, yada. And what I pointed out was I said, hey, you know, remember 2017? It came down exactly the same thing.
Oh, that final game against the Cowboys. Oh, my God, that was the worst. Yeah,
final game of the regular season.
6-0?
Exactly, final game of the regular season. Yeah. It means nothing. You're already locked into the number one spot. And everybody's saying, well, you certainly have to play Nick Foles for four quarters because you got to get him ready for the playoffs, and you got to play your regulars. And Doug Peterson didn't do any of that. I mean, Foles played like two series, came out. Nate Sudfeld comes in. It's like one of the worst games we've ever seen. The Eagles lose 6-0. Six to nothing. And everybody says, oh, that's it. You know, they're not ready for the playoffs. That's how they go into the playoff game as the number one seed at home, and they're underdogs.
But I just want to interject something because as I remember about that game, and it was the Sudfeld game, right? And the Cowboys played Dak and Zeke and Dez Bryant and all those guys.
Right.
I remember Sudfeld was like 19 for 22 for 90 yards or some, you know, like he completed every pass for 4 yards.
Right.
And Lurie later used the game to like praise Sudfeld for what a great job he did, thinking that none of us had actually watched the game.
Or that anybody remembered that you scored zero.
You scored zero. Yeah, Mac Hollins, as I recall, led the team in receiving that day.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is you're in exactly the same situation against the same opponent in the same stadium, and you played it smart, you played it safe, and you went on, you won the Super Bowl. Not that I'm saying that this team is going to follow that same course, but what I'm saying is that when you get to this situation, I think the prudent thing is to sit out your starters, get ready for the playoffs, and then take your shot.
All right, well, we're on the same side. I just have one question. Who is Angelo's in-house troglodyte?
He's currently – that job is open. If anyone wants to apply, he's now accepting applications.
Oh, I see. He turned to you expecting you to be his in-house troglodyte.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I thought you were suggesting like he went to Jonesy first and then wanted you to
– No.
I thought you were ripping somebody. I couldn't figure out who.
No, Angelo was – he was looking around the studio, and yeah. Al didn't agree with him. And,
right.
And Billy King was sitting next to him. Billy King didn't agree with him. Nobody agreed with him, but he, you know, when they waved me into the studio, he thought, ah, ha, ha, here comes my guy. And then when I didn't, he was sort of at a loss.
Okay. So I am clearly on the same page as that. Hey, they made the playoffs, and they made the playoffs with a week to spare. I think I would like to treat it like preseason game one in that I would like Hurts to be out there just a little bit, although I don't think he's going to be. I would like to see the starters like just play two series just to stay fresh, but I don't even think he's going to do that. I think wherever Sirianni has the opportunity to use a backup, he's going to. Ray, we're going to be watching this game tonight and going to have to definitely look at the roster because, like, you know, who's this? Who's number 62? I don't even – well, no, actually, we do know who that is, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we – 62 we got. Know. Yeah, we got that one
covered. Pulled
the
number out of random, and it was the guy we know the most, but you know what I'm saying. He's,
by the way, 62? Yeah,
he's going to start.
And you know what? I think when he's done, I don't think anybody's wearing that number again.
Oh, I'm – absolutely concur.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's an Eagles Hall of Famer. You've suggested he's got a shot at the NFL Hall of Fame. Of course, we're talking about Jason Kelce, and he will start tonight because he's got a consecutive start streak. I think it's 122 games.
Right.
And he's moving up the charts of the Eagles, and, you know, sure, he'll play two series, and then he will go out. It appeared that the Cowboys earlier in the week were going to try to win it. Mike McCarthy said everything to that effect. And now it would appear that they are rethinking that. Trayvon Diggs, well, first of all, they got a bunch of guys on the COVID list.
Correct.
Including Trayvon Diggs, including Micah Parsons, including Tyron Smith, including cornerback Anthony Brown. Tony Pollard did not make the flight to Philadelphia. He's got a foot thing going on. Safety Jayron Kearse is out with a hamstring. So it seems like the Cowboys have the same strategy. By the way, later in today's show, we're going to talk to Tim Kalisha, the terrific columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and kind of get the view from over there. They, Ray, the Cowboys, theoretically could climb to the number 2 seed, but every other game has to go that way. So they're kind of locked into number 4, which means that they're just not going to get the home games they want. Darn shame. But, I mean, if you're the Cowboys, you're kind of going with that same strategy, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. I actually do think that
Cooper Rush, their backup quarterback,
yes,
right?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
he's,
boy.
That's your guy.
Rush versus Minshew. What time are we going down?
yeah, that's what you're going to get. Hey,
early,
listen,
right?
In the matchup of the backup quarterbacks, you win. You know, you had the better backup
quarterback.
Well,
there you go. You like that.
But, I think McCarthy, when McCarthy was first asked about this early in the week, when he said, no, we're going down there, we want to win, I kind of think he meant that. Because they laid an egg last week against Arizona. And I don't think that he wanted to go into the playoffs off two straight losses, off two straight bad performances. I think he really did want to get his guys on the field and come out and play a good game here in Philadelphia. And sort of recharge the team and get them pointed in the right direction for the playoff game. But, you know, the COVID stuff came down. A few of the guys came out of the Arizona game a little bit banged up. And I think somebody maybe Jerry, you know, went to him and said, "Hey, look, no, forget it. Let's just get healthy for the playoffs. Forget this game." And that's when you saw McCarthy, his next public appearance, he began backing off from that. But I think his first inclination, as, like a lot of coaches think, is, yeah, our last game was a clunker. We need to play a good game before we go into the playoffs. But I think the reality of the situation with COVID, injuries, and remember, this is a 17-game season now. These guys have now played more football than any of them have ever played before. That getting 1 week sort of a chance to catch your breath and heal up a little bit is probably not the worst thing.
I would have preferred your entire last statement if you had done Jerry Jones in your Jerry Jones voice, which I have heard before, which is excellent, but I don't need to ask you to go back.
I spent enough time around Jerry that I got it down a little bit.
I know. So who do we want to watch tonight? Okay, because we know who's not playing. Could this be the Kenny Gainwell day? Is this Tyree Jackson, that huge tight end? Does he finally get to do something? Give me one or two players tonight that you're going to keep an eye on, you know, because they're going to play and because maybe they'll mean something in the future.
Yeah, I think you named two of them. Two of the people that I was thinking about were Kenny Gainwell, who I think is a pretty good player and has a real future here. And he's played a little bit in spots, been impressive in spots, but not a whole lot, especially the second half of the year. But this is definitely a chance to get him some work. Tyree Jackson's the big tight end, the converted quarterback that the coaches
have just – Intriguing.
They've been fascinated with him. Yeah, intriguing is the word that everybody uses. I mean, the coaches have been saying it since training camp that, wow, you know, what, you know, we know he's, you know, he needs a lot of work. We need to work with him. But, boy, it's a pretty impressive package. So he's played a few snaps here and there, but not much. But here's a chance to definitely play him some more. And some of the young defensive linemen, too, like Milton Williams, Tyron Jackson, some of those guys, I think, have a chance to play a lot more. So, you know, those are the guys that I would kind of be interested in seeing.
So is there anything the league can do down the road to prevent these last week clunkers, or it's just something you live with the package? You know, it's certainly not a – I don't want to say it's unfair because life is the way it is, but it's a shame for people who buy season tickets and look forward to the last game of the year that they're going tonight, and never mind the cold weather. It's a meaningless waste of time, extra preseason game. And we do see these every year, but you can't legislate against it, right? It's just something that you hold your nose and live with it the last week.
Yeah, it's just kind of the way, you know, that's kind of the way it fell this year. And, you know, you're happy because you're in this situation. If you're an Eagles fan, my God, what Eagle fan back in October thought that you'd be talking about a meaningless – if you thought it was going to be a meaningless final game, it was going to be because, you know, you were 5-11.
They'd be rooting for him to lose to get better draft position, sure.
Yeah, I mean, so it turns out that it's a game that doesn't mean anything, but it's in a good way because you're trying to get healthy and get ready for the playoffs. So I don't know if there's anything that the league can legislate that can change all that. It's just on a particular year, this is kind of the way it falls. And invariably, the final week of any season – there's always three or four of these games that turn out to be basically preseason games, but I don't think there's a heck of a lot that the league can do to change that.
Yeah, I mentioned we're going to be talking to Tim Collishaw later from Dallas. We're also going to check in with our friend Trey Thomas, former great Eagles tackle, and he played in a few of these last week games that were – or he probably actually watched them from the bench.
I was going to say, on the contrary, he stood and watched them. remember the one year – though, actually, it was the year that turned out that the Eagles did go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. It's go ahead, because I know who you're about to reference.
Well, no, they sat their regulars for like a month.
Yes.
They had a clinch so early. I think they sat out. They had like two games that they just basically walked through, and none of the starters played. And then they had a bye week.
Yeah.
So they were off for like a month before they played the first preseason game, and there was a real panic in the town that, hey, wait a minute, these guys haven't played in like a month. Are they going to be ready to play? So, I mean, Trey lived through all of that.
Yeah, I thought you were going to reference the year that Hugh Douglas needed like one sack to get an incentive, and they held him out of the game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, and I'm sure number 53 sure remembers that. He remembers it even better, yeah.
I'm sure he does. One thing I would like to see tonight, and maybe we won't, is Devontae Smith needs 41 yards to break the franchise record. No, he doesn't. He needs 36 yards to break the franchise rookie receiving record, and I would love to see it, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean much, and I don't think it's crossed Nick Sirianni's mind. I will give you one prediction for tonight. You know who's going to have a great game?
Gardner Minshew?
Jalen Reagor.
Oh, okay.
That's my prediction. Jalen Reagor has a great game because he's going to have backups covering him, and the other wide receivers aren't going to play, and he's going to just tease and tantalize enough that it's going to be, oh, hey, maybe there, maybe he can make it in the end. Maybe this is his night.
Mm-hmm. This is he's this year's Mac Hollins.
Yes, that's it.
Because Mac Hollins was the leading receiver in that 6-0
game. 6-0 game. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to see. I'd be willing to bet you that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside will set a career high in receptions tonight.
Three.
Yeah. His current career high is his career personal best is 2. I think he soars past that.
Yeah. But he's a good blocker, right? That's what I keep hearing.
And he's turned into a halfway decent special teams player. He's really kind of turned into Mac Hollins is what he's kind of turned into.
Yeah, and if you had drafted him in the 5th round, you'd feel okay about that.
Yes, yes.
But you drafted him in the 2nd. 215-592-9494. Let's get a call in here. Our friend Rick in Easton is with us. Hello, Rick.
You're a favorite official. How you doing,
Yeah,
buddy?
I'm good.
You know, I couldn't agree with a lot of the things you're saying. It's funny. Rager probably will have a great game because I would love to see them use one of those draft picks to get Metcalf, but that's probably not going to ever happen. You know, it's interesting, guys. This year, out of all the years, I've never seen anything that's Pete Rozelle-like with the parity. I mean, how could you have figured their first 7 games, their schedule was every bit as tough as their last 9 games were easier because you can't even mention most of the starting quarterbacks this team had to play. It's
sure.
incredible.
Do you know that the Eagles are going to make the playoffs, or assuming they don't win today. If they lose today, they will be only the 2nd team in NFL history to make the playoffs without beating a single winning team.
It's amazing. And, you know, 151 teams since 1990 started out with a 2-5 record, and only 9 teams made the playoffs. Now we know the Eagles are one of them.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. But, you know, as crazy as the NFC scenarios are, and there's a sheet out there, like 15 different scenarios. Do you realize New England could be anywhere between the 2nd seed or the 7th seed, depending on this weekend, how it falls out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
No, you're right. Yeah, this is actually, you referenced Rozelle. This is actually the world that Bert Bell envisioned. I mean, Bert Bell, the commissioner before Rozelle, was the one that coined the phrase, you know, on any given Sunday. I mean, that was the league that he wanted to create. Was on any given Sunday, any team can beat another team, and they, you know, he created the draft with the weighted things based on you get the higher picks if you have the worst record. He wanted to create a league where everybody was still in play into December, and here we are.
No doubt. But the last point I want to make is whether it's high school, whether it's college, or whether it's pros. And Ray, you know this, and Glenn, I know you definitely know this. The O line. Outside your quarterback is the most important part of your team. Who could have figured, even with Brooks going down, I don't even know what his prognosis is, that our offensive line would have stayed healthy and would have gelled the way it did. And I think mm-hmm. that's really key to how they made the playoffs this year.
Oh, no doubt. Rick, nice to talk to you. Ray, that's what carried the team.
Oh, yeah. That was the strength of the team, for sure. And, you know, and Rick was saying that that they stayed healthy largely. They really did.
No, they lost 2. They lost both guards.
They lost, yeah, well, they 3 of them. They lost, right. They lost Sayamalu and they lost Brooks, who were their starters. They went down. Then Driscoll filled in, and then Driscoll went down. So, you know, you had a right guard you changed 3 times, and you lost Lane Johnson for a month. So it isn't as if you had the same offensive line for the whole season, that those 5 guys, you got them, and they all lined up and they played every – I mean, that's – If you had had that kind of continuity, then you'd say, well, you know, you have a chance. With that kind of continuity, you have a chance to be the best offensive line. But to have made as many changes and lost as many guys along the way as they did and still be consistently, over the second half of the season, the best offensive line in football, which they clearly were, it's an amazing accomplishment, and we've said it often, but a great tribute to the offensive line coach. Jeff Stoutland did a tremendous job with these guys.
215-592-9494. We'll come back and get your calls. Coming up today, by the way, no tell us your story today. We put that on hold until the Eagles season ends. Ray, what did that be, February 13th?
Yes, that's sort of. I've got that date circled, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be holding back tell us your story until that time. We're also pushing back a couple of features to tomorrow. We're going to do what we're watching tomorrow and the college football preview championship game. Coming up on Monday. We'll
actually, not
that.
The 13th. The 13th is no Super Bowl weekend.
That's what I said. 13th is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. So we're not bringing back Tell Us Your Story then.
Well, till after the
13th. Oh, till after the 13th.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I wanted folks to remember because they've now pushed the Super Bowl back to where it is actually Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yeah,
so there
you go. This will be the latest Super Bowl that we have ever had.
And I look forward to seeing you hug your son again.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be pretty sweet. Anyway, we got some great Scheib Sports this week in Philadelphia sports history memories. And as I said earlier, we're going to talk to former Eagles tackle Trey Thomas and Tim Collishaw out of Dallas and take your calls at 215-592-9494. Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now. A 94 WIP. Hey, we all want someone to talk straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car. And that's exactly what you get at all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and Service locations. Now through January 29th, save $120 on Michelin's best all-season tire, the Cross Climate 2. Take it from me, you can trust you're getting back on the road safe, whether you need new tires or an oil change. United Tire has it all. Visit unitedtire.com to schedule your next service and tell them Glenn sent you. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.